Politics. Youth leaders from the Mount Kenya region have criticized local politicians for fueling divisions within the community amidst escalating political tensions over the so-called kingship position. Speaking in Naivasha sub-county, Nakuru County, the youth leaders have expressed disappointment that some politicians are prioritizing political rivalries over addressing urgent issues plaguing the community, such as unemployment, alcoholism, and declining agricultural returns. This development follows a growing rift among regional political leaders, with some supporting Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua as the de facto leader of the region, while others back Interior Cabinet Secretary Professor Kithure Kindiki. Deputy President Gachagua has interpreted the divisions as part of a broader plot to undermine him, including attempts to revive impeachment proceedings, even as President William Ruto has sought to unite the government by bringing opposition figures on board. Stanley Kayama, chairman of the Road to Mount Kenya Unity Initiative, urged for unity in the region, stating that any attempts to fragment the community for political gain would be resisted. The mountain has always been united and will remain so, and any malicious attempts to divide the region will be met with strong opposition, Kayama declared during a meeting in Naivasha on Sunday. Another youth leader, Francis Njoroge, emphasized that elected leaders should prioritize development rather than engaging in political battles over leadership positions, warning that politicians focusing on such issues risk losing their seats in the next elections. "We are monitoring unfulfilled development promises from the past 2 years, and unless the situation improves, these politicians will be voted out," by Wanjiki, Njoroge cautioned. Njoroge, from Nakuru County, announced that the youth movement would tour the region to raise awareness among women and youth about the unkept promises, particularly those concerning economic opportunities for Boda Boda riders. "The Boda Boda youths were promised a better future, but they have only been exploited for political purposes," he added. Darlene Wambui, a youth leader from Nairobi, urged the region's young people to avoid being used as political pawns and instead focus on addressing the pressing issues of alcoholism and unemployment. She also encouraged them to register for identification cards, IDs, to participate in future elections and vote out leaders who fail to deliver on their elections promises. Elijah Mwangi, a youth leader from Kiambu County, called on regional leaders to stop the sideshow politics and focus on securing more resources for development through the One Man, One Vote, One Shilling initiative. Mwangi further noted that once the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, is reconstituted, it will allow citizens to recall leaders who have failed to honor their promises. While other regions remain quiet, Mount Kenya is being turned into a political battleground over selfish interests. "This must stop," Mwangi affirmed. The youth leaders' statements highlight growing frustration within the community, as they demand a renewed focus on development rather than political infighting.